It's not the pale moon that delights me, that thrills and invites me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It's not your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, no, 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 no. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams do come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you. I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams do come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
That was very nice. Thank you for that. And I'm here with a couple of the members of the band Take Five. We have Toby King on sax and Robin Nikoloff on keys and vocals. And thanks for being on Talkin' Music today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're going to do a show at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts right here in Paonia on Saturday the 29th. That's this Saturday. And this is their Halloween dance party celebration.
Yeah, right. Rock and roll.
All right. Yeah, because you do a whole variety of things. That was a sweet ballad, but you also do some rock tunes, a lot of jazz, definitely things that people can dance to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of fun rhythm and blues. It's hard to stay seated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. And you are the other rest of your band that will be there on Saturday is Dane Skelton, who's on tenor and baritone sax. He's out of Grand Junction. Ron Bradley on trumpet. He's also from Grand Junction. Coming from Uray, we have Mike Kern on bass, Andrew Brewington on percussion from Delta, and then you're also from Delta, right, Toby?
Yes, yes.
And Robin is from Hotchkiss. So I was looking at that, and it looks like we have all of our entire listening area, our 10,000 square miles, is like represented.
Yeah.
How did you find each other?
Just through musical connections. I think we've been together for going on 7 years almost now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I think we got together, it was in 2009, I think is when we got everything together. And me and Robin and Andrew are all original founding members of the group. And we just kind of knew folks from around the area. And I got to thinking one day that I was a band director in Delta for a while, and now I'm a certified financial planner. I've been down there doing that for about 8 years. And after I got out of the public schools, I thought, I know all these musicians that are really great musicians that don't have an outlet to play this wonderful music and to get together and to just play some of the golden oldies. Good music's good music, We like to think we play good music, whether it's jazz or R&B or Motown or swing. We're primarily a jazz group, but I think sometimes jazz gets a negative connotation. People think it's this heady music that you got to sip gin and sit down and think about your life and your woes to listen to jazz music. But it was originally just fun swing, get up, dance, and boogie. And so that's why when I say jazz, that's where we're coming from. And jazz to us just means quality improvisational music. We all do a lot of stuff musically, this and then like Mike Kern conducts the Valley Symphony Orchestra.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
I conduct the Montrose Community Band and do a lot of stuff with that. Andrew Brewington is the band director at Delta Middle School.
Okay.
Dane Skelton has a studio of private students that he teaches in that Grand Junction area. And then Ron also teaches and plays with the Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra, the Rockestra, a bunch of bands, Swing City Express, and does all that kind of stuff. So we're all very involved. And so that's neat to bring those musical experiences into, this and kind of make our own little musical gumbo, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Let me point out that, except for myself, these other guys are all professional musicians, and they've got a history behind them.
What is your background in music, Robin?
Oh, let's see. My background, it goes back a ways. I think my first vocal engagement was at the church when I was 3 years old singing Away in a Manger. I studied classical piano for until I was 15 years old, and I taught myself to play the guitar and started being a folk singer and playing in coffee houses and whatnot. And then I went through college, didn't really do much music then, but got to listen to a lot of really great music. At Oberlin College, I was not in the conservatory like our local Susan Ellinger was. Got out of school and kept playing guitar and played with groups and did some rock and roll and whatnot. And then I had a construction accident, probably 30 years ago, and was not able to play guitar after that, but I got back into piano.
Hmm.
And
I know you sing with some of the choirs around town,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that, and it's starting to happen this time of year. You get more and more of those performances, and it certainly suits the holiday, but also just the time of year, the season. And if you're just joining us, I'm here with Take Five, or two members of the band anyway. We have Robin Nikoloff and Toby King with us today. Now we're going to hear a song off your CD. why don't we go with What I Say, Ray Charles?
Yeah.
Great song.
I love Ray Charles.
I know, right? Do you want to say anything about this song before we hear it?
It's just, you know, classic boogie-woogie fun music.
A lot of his tunes he just made up off the cuff and spun them out and, you know, one-takers, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
That was What I Say from the band Take Five. And I have two of the members here, Toby King on sax and Robin Nikoloff on keys and vocals. They're going to be playing at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts this Saturday, the 29th, starting at 7. Is that when it starts?
The doors open at 7:30, and right, we'll start playing at 8.
Toby, you were telling us that you've been a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was a teacher in the Delta Public Schools until 08. 07-08 was my last year. When I got out of teaching in the public schools, I have four children of my own. And our oldest, Catherine, is a freshman at Delta High School now. And she's very much into music. She's a saxophone player also, loves playing. And she comes to most of our gigs and runs sound for us.
Oh, nice.
And so she's very familiar with the book, and we go through some of the songs, and I teach her, you know, this. She went to the CMU jazz camp recently, and she's very much into this kind of thing. So she's just about to the point where we're just going to let her come in and start playing some stuff. So
nice. And wait, what instrument does she play?
She's a saxophone player and clarinet.
So. All right. And Robin, you've been in the Valley, in the North Fork Valley, for how many years?
44.
Wow. Okay. And when you first came here, what was the music scene like? Like, who was who were the bands back then?
In 1972, there were not a lot of bands around. We first lived in Somerset, and I remember playing country and western and bluegrass with a couple of the old coal miners up there. There was a place called The Portal. I think it's pretty well defunct now, but maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, Pete Tullio in particular, I remember playing with him and just having fun, you know, at the tavern there. Then, you know, as people moved into the Valley, started going to their houses on weekends and just jamming, and it was a lot of fun. You know, now there are, it seems like half the people you meet are musicians of one form or another, which is really great. I mean, it's there. Just recently, I know of a trombone player, Dave Noe, that moved here, and I'm looking forward to getting together with him sometime. We just need more ways to put these events together. Of course, we have the Harvest Festival, which brings out a lot of the Valley musicians as well as people from all over. And, you know, there have been a lot of people moved here fairly recently that are just outstanding musicians.
Yeah, you can almost any night of the week now catch some live music around here, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song if we could. I want to hear Is You Is or Is You Ain't, if we could, off your CD.
Yeah.
You want to introduce that? And
sure. It's a great, just greasy blues. It's that age-old problem of Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
All right. Here it is.
Every time we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her.
And that was Is You Is or Is You Ain't from Take Five. And this is a band that is going to be playing at the Blue Sage Saturday. Doors open at 7:30. And I'm here with the saxophonist Toby King and the keyboardist and singer Robin Nikoloff. You know, you guys play some great old standards and classics. What was, like, one of the first songs you can remember just absolutely falling in love with when you were a kid? Like, just thinking, oh, my goodness, this music thing, I think I like it.
Mm. You know, I can distinctly remember in high school, or it was early high school, eighth grade, freshman in high school, being handed a recording of Miles Davis' Kind of Blue.
Oh, wow.
And that was when I first really had my aha moment of, wow, this music is mind blowing. It's not just this stuff the pop music, and because I mean you hear all that kind of thing. But when I heard that, and I heard Miles and Coltrane and Cannonball and all those guys on that record, it blew my mind. It was revolutionary for me, and that was kind of my definitive beginning recording. What do you think, Robin?
I remember sitting in my high chair when I was a little pup, hearing Frank Sinatra. My mother was in love with Frank Sinatra.
Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah, and who was that other guy? Mario Lanza. I'm sure Felix knows him.
Oh, yes.
So, I don't know. I've been into music most of my life, and but you know, one of the things, going back to what you were saying earlier, Allie, was one of my favorite things is taking a classical piece and turning it into jazz, or at least an improvisational take on the basic music. There are a lot of musicians actually doing that now, and I think that's great.
Like a Bach invention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You know, it's funny because I was just having this conversation with my father-in-law. And I married into a very musically, you know, advanced family. And my father-in-law, Carl, we would sit and when everybody's watching football on Thanksgiving, we're drinking German beer and listening to Wagner opera, you know. And so Carl and I would have the discussion throughout the years. He's also a keyboardist and doesn't sing but plays a lot of piano, about how rock music, you hear Baroque and especially Baroque Bach, J.S. Bach, being woven into rock lines all the way through the Beatles and all things. You can hear different pieces of Bach being interwoven in it and taking, you know, like Ode to Joy or, you know, the different, you know, main melodies and taking a spin on it and really working it, which is what a lot of these jazz standards are. You know, they took these things from Broadway musicals and played with them and messed with them and turned them upside down on their head. And, you know, how can we reinvent this?
Yeah, it's all about invention.
Yeah, creativity, man.
And I've been speaking with Toby King and Robin Nikoloff of Take Five. Again, you can catch them at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts this Saturday. And we're going to go out with one more song off your CD. This is Chucho, and I'm not familiar with this song. Can you tell me about it?
This is a minor blues composed by the great saxophonist and clarinetist Paquito de Rivera. It came from Cuba with Dizzy Gillespie, went in and helped Arturo Sandoval and Paquito get out of there. And he named this tune after a very influential pianist named Chucho Valdez.
Who was a Cuban.
Cuban, yes.
Nice.
He's still alive and performing.
Yes, as well as his son Bebo is.
Yeah. Wow. How old is he?
He's in his 90s, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Makes music timeless, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, thanks so much for being here, you guys. And here's Chucho from Take Five.